question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us through that quick sponsors break. Mary and I appreciate knowing you're out there listening to our broadcast today as we get ready for the next episode of our Chief Travel Leader series. Before Joanna Garrity, the COO of JetBlue, connects with us on America's number one travel radio show, a quick word about our friends at Carnival Cruise Lines.
Since their founding nearly 50 years ago, they're the world's most popular cruise line. Carnival's all about fun vacations at sea and ashore. They carry millions of passengers each year. They feature day and night entertainment with stage shows, musical performances, dance parties, casinos, water slides, and more.
It's a lively place, folks. Carnival ships also offer comfy staterooms, attentive service, casual and elegant dining, and a variety of bars. With 3 to 16 day voyages departing from every coast in the U.S., plus Canada, Puerto Rico, and Europe, check them out today at carnival.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Joanna Garrity has held various positions with JetBlue Airways since joining the company back in 2005. Over those 14 years, she served as Vice President and Associate General Counsel, Executive Vice President and Chief People Officer, Executive Vice President Customer Service Experience, where she was responsible for all airport operations, customer support, and in-flight service. And today she's the Chief Operating Officer and President of the airline. To get an update on the popular airline, we decided to check in with Joanna today for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Joanna, very nice to connect with you. Thanks for joining Mary and me for this exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview.
Oh, great. Thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to it.
Appreciate you being here. So, you know, as Mary just mentioned during your intro, you've held a number of prominent positions with JetBlue over your 14 years there. I particularly like Chief People Officer, but it's going to soon be a year since you took on the role of COO. So how's the transition gone, and what are some ways you're working to impact the company and engage everyone?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the role's going great so far. I've had the pleasure of serving in a number of different roles, as you mentioned, across JetBlue. And this is really sort of that next step in terms of bringing the operating departments of JetBlue and the commercial team together under one umbrella. So it's been exciting. You know, I'm learning a lot, but I'm also hoping to make sure I'm supporting the team and making sure that they can execute to the JetBlue mission as we're planning for this year.
Great. So let's talk a little bit about the JetBlue mission. Joanna, I was reviewing some JetBlue materials this week since I knew you were joining us today, and I want to throw out a few quick stats for our audience. I think it may surprise a few people listening. JetBlue offers over 1,000 daily flights. You have over 22,000 crew members. Around 42 million travelers fly with you each year. That's a big number. And more than 100 destinations are currently served by JetBlue. Joanna, each airline has their own personality and identity. You just referred to it, I think, maybe as the JetBlue mission. How do you describe the JetBlue experience for our listeners, and what do you think makes your airline different?
Sure. So JetBlue was founded back in 2000 with the goal of bringing humanity back to air travel. At that time, it was a pretty challenging industry. I think a lot of carriers were really taking away the customer experience and not delivering a great product or great service. And so that's inherent in the DNA of JetBlue, is we are about inspiring humanity. We are about making sure that those 42 million customers that we carry from point A to point B for all sorts of reasons, that they have a great experience. Whether it's booking on the phone or on the website, or whether it's sitting in one of our seats watching TV on a flight, or whether it's walking through our airport. And, you know, our focus has really been around how do we provide a better product and service. So JetBlue is known for its live television. We have free Wi-Fi. I think we're the only carrier out there that has free Wi-Fi, and I can tell you it actually works, which is
that's different.
It's pretty big. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, we've got more than 100 channels of DirecTV. We've got great leather seats, more legroom than any other carrier in coach across the United States, mm-hmm. and we have our fantastic in-flight experience from our in-flight crew members. So, you know, our focus has been really on how do we make sure that our customers feel taken care of, that we deliver a personal, helpful experience to them as they go about their travels across the United States and the Caribbean and internationally.
Well, so I want to ask you something. You know, I guess it was about a month ago. I think it's a month ago tomorrow, as a matter of fact, that the aviation world, that we lost the co-founder and former CEO of Southwest Airlines, Herb Kelleher, clearly an industry visionary. I'm actually friendly with your former CEO who came from Southwest and other places, David Neeleman. He lives in a nearby town from us. And clearly what he started, and you just talked about with JetBlue back in 2000, has been a game changer for travelers. So I know you've grown the fleet from the initial initial Airbus A320s. You've added the A321s. You've got the Embraer 190s now. And I believe it was about 60 that I saw, the A220s that you have coming as well. So how are these additions and the advancement of your fleet, how's that helping JetBlue, Joanna?
Yeah, sure. So obviously Herb Kelleher, you know, well-known industry icon. And, you know, JetBlue was created very much in the likeness of Southwest. Although at the time, I think David looked for those things that in the Southwest experience he believed could be improved upon. And so we do have seat assignments and other things that are sort of an advancement in our view on the Southwest model. So, yeah, we've got a couple fleet types. We have the A320, which is our original aircraft. It's 150 seats. We're actually in the middle of restyling it, bringing it to 162 seats. We'll have a really great new seat that provides more overall space than our existing the feel of our existing seats. We've got 100 channels of DirecTV, as I mentioned, moonlighting, fully refreshed interiors, just a fantastic customer experience. We've completed about 10 of those restyled aircraft, and we're already seeing the customer scores go up by nearly 15 points just because the interiors are new and fresh. And that's with additional seats on the aircraft so we can bring more people to more destinations at a low fare. We have the Embraer E190 aircraft, which is an airplane that's got 2x2 seating, so you don't have that middle seat, which customers love. We have 60 of those. They fly largely between kind of shorter haul markets. We have a lot of them up in Boston flying some of our shorter haul markets out of Boston.
Sure.
And then we've announced the purchase of an A220 aircraft, which I personally cannot wait for. This is an amazing plane. It's an Airbus, and it's got just wonderful kind of look and feel inside for customers, really big windows, great mood lighting, really nice kind of overall space
and feel.
We're
excited for that plane as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's super exciting. Then we have the 321 aircraft, which we also like as well. Actually, we're becoming an all-Airbus operator as we sort of transition out of our E190s into the A220 fleet. But on our A321 fleet, we have two configurations for that. We've got a mint cabin for our transcontinental flights. We've got more than 80 flights a day that have a mint configuration. And then we have the standard core JetBlue product on the remaining of our 321 fleet. So,
and I think I just want to say for all of our listeners right now, the mint product, obviously, that's your premium class.
Premium, yeah.
Yeah, it's the premium product. It's
popular.
JetBlue's first step into that, and it's been absolutely fantastic. Lie-flat seats, great tapas-style meal, a fantastic wine menu, fantastic, and then just the great JetBlue in-flight experience from our crew members.
Which, of course, is very popular. So listen, congratulations. We saw the fourth quarter earnings report. Clearly a good one for JetBlue, some good news. Passenger revenue, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, up over 12% year over year, is that correct?
Yeah, so passenger revenue up. We've got, costs. One of our big focuses is on costs and how do we make sure that we're driving a good cost model across JetBlue. And, we're really focused on trying to improve our margins.
So, there's been some chatter out there. I want you to talk about that, if you're comfortable with it, about JetBlue possibly adding transatlantic routes. Obviously, as your fleet diversifies, it's going to give you more options. What should we be looking for from JetBlue as far as the transcon routes?
Yeah, so we'll be making a decision later this year one way or another. We think there's a great opportunity, particularly out of Boston and New York. If you look at our Boston market up there, London is the most underserved market. It's the next one on the list that customers really want JetBlue to fly to. So it's very much an extension of sort of our JFK and our Boston story. If you think about what it would look like, I'd describe it as more of a mint, a play on mint, and all the success we've had flying transcon than something like a WOW airline. So much more of a focus on the front of the cabin. But, of course, if we do it, I am confident that we will deliver just an exceptional experience both in the sort of front of the cabin and in the core experience as
so
well.
So we let some folks know that you're going to be on with us. And a question that we got from a listener, I just want to ask you, if your thoughts, the question really was very simply, why doesn't JetBlue have airport lounges? And I have a thought on that, but what's your reason?
A couple of reasons. First, we've spent a lot of time investing in the actual terminals themselves to make the overall experience great. If you've had an opportunity to fly out of Terminal 5 at JFK or even up in Boston, our terminal in Boston, it's a really great experience. The other piece is lounges are very expensive, and that would really be challenging to us in terms of offering really affordable fares on Mint, for example. If you look at what we've been able to accomplish with our Mint flights in terms of driving a much better value for customers. You know, we came into the transcontinental market and fares were, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. We came in, we disrupted it with low fares, and part of how we're able to accomplish that is by not having something like the overhead of operating lounges.
Well, you answered that, and I do think people just need to spend some time in the terminals. There's no question. Joanna, unfortunately, we're out of time. You are always welcome on the program. We thank you very much for the time today, and we look forward to having you back in the future, okay?
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
really appreciate that. Thanks very much now.
Thanks.
All right, there goes Joanna. Clearly very passionate about the airline. We've got to find some time to spend with her, Mary.
Yeah, popular airline with the people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great airline.
Folks, as we pause for a quick break, a reminder, please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can do it all at RM World Travel and also through our website, rmworldtravel.com. Remember, we've archived all hours of our national broadcast as well. We'll be right back after this bottom hour break. Don't touch that channel.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.